Cricket, a sport in verse. As the sun lengthens its days to summer, so a sport begins to dominate the thoughts and actions of many people. This game, so encapsulated of village greens, of evening song, of Middle England, is now spread far across the world. From the marathon of a five-day test to the razzle-dazzle excitement of 2020, it captures many things. The comforting sound of willow on leather, the slow-raised hand of an umpire, the arcane rules and frequent breaks for tea and other necessities still conjure up the image of a bygone world, even though its own is now global TV, night matches and Hawkeye cameras. In this volume, poets throughout the ages share the agony, the ecstasy and the pleasure of being part of something very different, very special. These poems are read for you by Tim Graham and Richard Mitchley.
Cricket at Harrow, from Childish Recollections by Lord Byron. High, through those elms with hoary branches crowned, fair Ida's bower adorns the landscape round. There science, from her favoured seat surveys, the vale where rural nature claims her praise. To her awhile resigns her youthful train, who move in joy and dance along the plain. In scattered groups each favoured haunt pursue, repeat old pastimes and discover new. Flushed with his rays beneath the noontide sun, in rival bands between the wickets run, drive over the sward the ball with active force, or chase with nimble feet its rapid course. Alonso, best and dearest of my friends, when confinement's lingering hour was done, our sport, our studies, and our souls were one. Together we impelled the flying ball, together waited in our tutor's hall, together joined in cricket's manly toil.
Around the Level Dale by William Perfect. Scarce potent Sol's meridian lustre o'er, when from the village throngs promiscuous pour, in blended group around the level dale, while cricket does obstreperously prevail. Mindless of toil and of the sultry ray, the eager youth the admiring crowd survey. Commence the game, when some their vigour lend to bowl velocious and the wicket rend. Some strike the ball, and all the gazers please. Those watch the wicket and the field keep these. Some catch the ball and gather instant fame, and all the dale resounds with loud acclaim. Some mark the strokes upon the shaven spray, and others umpires stand, whom all obey. And now slow setting sinks the western sun. The toil is ended, and the game is done. Then all return, and o'er the goblet tell how far one struck, another bowled how well, how all performed, till Morpheus sees the tale, and spread his pinions o'er the weary vale.
The Vital Question by F. A. J. Godfrey. You may have paid your income tax and bought the wife a hat, adjusted each domestic bill, reduced anxiety to nil. Quite likely, too, you've made your will, but have you oiled your bat? Perchance on questions ponderous, in conference you've sat. Mayhap you've met a potentate and settled grave affairs of state that call for tact and cannot wait, but have you oiled your bat? Your conscience may be crystal clear on togs and things like that. You may be waiting, unafraid, to turn out, spotlessly arrayed, complete with blazer, newly made. But have you oiled your bat? Vitae Lampada by Henry Newbolt. There's a breathless hush in the close tonight, 10 to make and the match to win, a bumping pitch and a blinding light, an hour to play and the last man in. And it's not for the sake of a ribboned coat, or the selfish hope of a season's fame, but his captain's hand on his shoulder smote, play up, and play the game. The sand of the desert is sodden red, red with the wreck of a square that broke, the Gatlings jammed and the colonel dead, and the regiment blind with dust and smoke. The river of death has brimmed its banks, and England's far, an honour, a name, but the voice of a schoolboy rallies the ranks, play up, and play the game. This is the word that year by year, while in her place the school is set, every one of her sons must hear, and none that hears it dare forget. This they all with a joyful mind bear through life like a torch in flame, and falling fling to the host behind. Play up, and play the game.